This is the podcast that gives you news and views from a non-straight perspective. This is Not Straight Cast.
And welcome to Not Straight Cast. I'm Joe.
And I'm Josh.
And I'm Becca.
Hey! Whole entire crew's here, yeah. And actually, yes. What's actually kind of cool is that Becca's actually sitting right next to me here in person.
I am.
And yeah, Josh is still in Atlanta, you know. But
thanks, you know.
Thank you, Joe. How are you guys doing?
I'm doing great.
I'm good. I'm like busy though.
Busy.
Busy but great. Everything's good.
That's certainly a good thing there. Yeah, it's really hot today, though. I tell
it
you what,
is stifling.
I don't want to hear it.
Becca and I are like, you know, sweating to death. Like, what's it down there in Atlanta?
Yeah,
I heard earlier from my mother. Oh my God, it's like 90 degrees here. I was like, oh Lord.
Yeah, and your mother's in West Virginia, right?
Yes.
Okay. So
what is it in Atlanta right now? Let's look. 92.
92. Yeah, it's probably about close to here.
Yeah.
What is there? Yeah.
It was actually the same. Like when we looked earlier, when she called me. It was 95 in both. So
yeah, I went to the gym today actually, and it was like I could definitely feel it, you know. Whenever I was going ahead there and trying to work out, it's like, ugh, you know.
I've been to Atlanta during the summer. It's really, really hot down there.
Yeah, it's a scorcher. Thank God you guys got lots of trees down there, I tell you what. Because I thought we had a lot of trees. Oh my God, you guys have even more trees than we do.
Yes, we do. Have a lot of trees in Atlanta. A lot of people don't think that. They think city and they think there's like no greenery here, and there's a lot of greenery around. Yeah.
So
we're in the South, baby.
But anywho, one of the big things was that we had our 50 on 50 contest, summer sweepstakes, and so today on this show we get to announce the winner of it there. So
woohoo.
So the winner of the contest, James Ward from Los Angeles, California. So
nice.
Yeah, so congratulations.
Round of applause.
Yes.
Awesome. From anyways, LA, yeah. So we got us a West Coast folk. Yes.
So by the from time LA. He hears this podcast, he'll have the card actually. So because I have his email address. So after the show, I'll go ahead there and get him emailed and everything there. But anyways, yeah. So we have a bunch of stuff going on here today. You know, one of the big things was that, you know, I have these radio station things, right? I have the Not Straight Radio, which is our podcast and other stuff. And I started that new LGBTQ radio, which has music and everything there. Also, too, with LGBTQ radio, I basically went ahead there and I got new software to mix the songs better. So we have that going on. So yay. Yeah, and you guys are like, what the hell is he talking about?
Tacky.
Yeah, it's basically like, you know, like when you listen to songs and like there's a crossfade in between them, you know, from one song to the other song.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's basically it does a lot better than what I used to have doing it there. But anyways, yeah, so that's what's going on in my life there, pretty much other than, you know, just getting through summer and everything there. And so notice we had new theme music as well, right?
I know. And I didn't even know, everybody.
No, we also have a new anthem. So here, take a listen.
Okay.
Not Straight Cast, we bring you news from every shade of every hue. Celebrate just who we are, shining bright like a star.
I'm getting Miss Congeniality vibes.
You guys like this?
I do. I like this.
How about you, Josh? He's dancing. So is Becca. You're all dancing.
We're all dancing. Yes. I'm like over here in like my own little world. I'm like, hashtag. Watch me twirl.
And now I'm dancing too, apparently.
Come on, JoJo. Get with it, baby. Come on.
Fire. I love it.
I like this. That, Joe, You are like totally like
it's a theme song.
We got some like Becca. Is he not like totally like throwing some new stuff our way?
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
But here's even something cooler. This is Becca's song.
Oh no.
Rebecca left and Joe's upset. Songs they won't forget. She walked away and left her mark. He's alone now in the dark.
Aw, Joe!
Don't feel bad. It's supposed to be funny.
I'm gonna cry.
I know, it's so sad.
Anyways, I'll stop that one, okay?
He's got me like over here.
Josh all verklempt.
Okay.
That's so sweet.
That backfired.
I'm very fucking emotional person, Joe. Like, you didn't prepare me for this. Like.
Okay. So, if that wasn't bad enough, Josh, you have your own song, too.
Uh-uh.
Go listen to the lyrics on this one.
Down in power, Josh was kicking up dust. His old cowboy boots, rusty and robust. But then he tripped on a chicken on the uproar. Now he's hobbling around with the royal sword. Josh went hunting with his granddaddy's gun. Aimed for a rabbit, but missed by a ton. That trigger got snug in the oddest place. Now Josh is wearing paint on his face. With a gun up your butt and a foot that sore, you're the talk of the town, can't be ignored. We laugh till we cry with your clumsy stride. Oh, Josh, what a tale, you sure can't hide. With a gun up your butt and a foot that sore, you're the talk of the town, can't
be ignored. Oh, my fucking God.
We laugh till we cry with your clumsy stride. Oh, Josh, what a tale, you sure can't hide.
Anyways.
Yay!
So anyways, yeah. So I'm not immune to this either. I have my own song.
Oh. Do you? Okay.
Joe got fat. Oh, never mind. Never mind.
Joe got fat.
Oh God, no. No, 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 no.
Next track.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that's a kick.
I discovered a tool online that allows you to generate, you put in a prompt and it generates a song. It's AI.
That's so funny.
So basically the prompt I put in for yours was that you left after 10 episodes.
Yeah.
And Josh, yours was that your foot is sore and you have a gun up your butt.
Whoa. You put it what? The foot is sore and there's a gun up my butt?
Gun up your butt. I was thinking if we could recreate the whole entire Gun Up Your Butt AI song that kind of became popular on TikTok.
I missed that one.
There's the Gun Up Your
I
Butt,
did
you
do
know.
That,
no.
And a mud on your boots, yeah. But anyways.
Oh my gosh, I'm losing it over here.
It's funny as hell, though, isn't it?
That was hysterical.
Yeah. And so, yeah. That's basically how I did the Not Straight Cast song. And then I did all your songs. So pretty cool, huh?
That's wild.
Yeah.
AI I love is it. Scary, man.
AI is scary.
I was thinking about that there. I was kind of like, you know, if these are writing songs that are this good, because those songs are kind of bangers in a sense, you know? And I was like, if it's writing songs this good, it's kind of like, yeah, watch all our music in a few years, it's going to all be AI generated.
Well, that's a lot of like people in Hollywood and in the music scene are actually worried about that very thing. It was like
part of
what that whole like strike was about, is about using their images. And then, you know, there are some, you know, people, you know, that pull the strings in Hollywood that are talking about just using their already established images and, making movies that way, so they don't actually have to pay the actors and actresses. It's really screwed up.
It's amazing how AI has gotten good, because it was really bad before, let's be honest.
It was, but now they have like deep fakes, and I've watched some of that stuff. It's terrifying, man.
Would you have known those songs were AI unless I told you?
No.
Yeah.
No,
You're like, how the heck do you guys write songs about me?
Yeah. Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew it
There's
was
hope
AI,
for me yet to be a video superstar.
What?
There's hope for me yet to be a pop superstar.
But seriously, it's kind of like one of those things where it's kind of like the way I consider a lot of stuff now online, it's kind of like they're tools, you know, like Grindr and Scruff in the gay community is a tool that you can use for dating. But a lot of people would actually use it to hook up with, but I don't. I just use it to make sure that, you know, the person I'm maybe going to go on a date with is not out whoring themselves. Yeah. You know? But one thing here, you know, Becca's been gone for a little while now. And one thing you've been doing there is that you started something called Beck in the City Designs.
I did. That was like part of why I left, was I was trying to start my own thing.
Yeah.
And I am launching my company. It's Beck's in the City Designs. It's resin jewelry, mostly pendants and earrings. And September 1st, my Etsy shop is launching.
This is the day that show comes out. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. That it's also Harry Potter Day. That's the day everybody goes back to Hogwarts. So it was kind of, you know, but the shop is open now. So there's stuff on there. But September 1st is the official launch, you know, paid advertisements, and I'm dropping all of my Halloween merchandise for that.
I'm holding up to the camera so Josh can see this here.
I saw those. These are earrings. He shared it with me the other day.
And
I said, well, send me the link.
This is the pendant, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll send it to you.
So, yeah, I actually sent it to Josh so he can see, yeah.
Oh, awesome, yeah.
So you're on Facebook at Bex, B-E-X.
In the City.
In the City Designs. I'll also link it on the description for this episode here, yeah. So they can go check that out there. So basically, I guess Facebook is your current thing, right?
Yeah, well, it's through Etsy. So like BexInTheCityDesigns.etsy.com is the link. And I got featured in a couple of the sponsored ads that Etsy did because of my stuff. And it said that those galaxy fidget spinners pendants that I make, those were rare finds, which means I have an original product. So yeah, go check it out. Awesome.
Yeah, that's real awesome there, because I saw you started doing this here, and I was like, this is really cool, actually, yeah.
Yeah, I've been working with resin for a long time, and I finally landed on doing jewelry, so I've been practicing for a long time before I finally figured out, like, what I wanted my groove to be. And, of course, it's, you know, it's just, like, different unique pendants, and I use epoxy resin or UV resin, and...
Yeah, it's really cool, yeah, because you... I bought a pendant off you. I'm looking at it right now, actually.
That's one of my red lava pendants.
Okay.
It looks like
I want the blue one.
Do you like that? I love the way the blue one.
I like the blue.
Yeah, the blue one. I saw the blue. Really nice there.
I was on the phone with Joe. He could tell you I saw the blue and I said, oh, I want that blue.
Do you also have an orange one?
No, just the.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought this was orange. It's actually red.
It's red. Yeah, it's red. Orange. Bitch.
Really blind and colorblind, apparently, too.
He's colorblind, Becca. Like, I knew that shit was red from the second I saw it. You need to go get your eyes checked, friend.
I should probably, yeah. Right? I'm probably going blind as far as I know. I'm at the point where I have to wear the progressive lenses.
Yeah.
Where it has like the magnification button.
Me too. And I still have to take my glasses off to see like see my phone or something or read. I still have to take them off to use that.
That's when I realized I needed progressives, because I had to take my glasses off so I could see my phone. And like, I'm doing this an awful lot to the point where it's kind of like, let me get bifocals. And I got bifocals and I was like, oh my God, these are so bad. The line in the middle there is just so bad. It was just like, I cannot deal with this here, especially with how small my glasses are. The lines are right in the center of my vision.
Yeah, then you wind up looking like a disappointed librarian. Down on the edge of your nose.
Yeah, you're not quite at that point yet, right, Josh?
No, honey, no. I just ordered some new contacts today, actually.
Uh-huh.
I can't even wear those anymore.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah.
They bug me.
Well, I got astigmatism and I had to start wearing toric lenses. And those bugged me to the point where I stopped wearing contacts at that point because they're weighted on the bottom.
That's how mine were too. It drove me up a wall.
Yeah. So it was just bad. But, you have anything else going on down there, Josh?
No, I'm going to go to the beach soon. I'm very happy.
There you go. Get it in before the summer ends, right?
Yeah. And go to the Outer Banks. And believe it or not, the Outer Banks will be having Outer Banks Pride week that we're going.
Nice.
We didn't even know that there was an Outer Banks Pride. And my girlfriend booked it. And so it's just kind of random. So there'll be some like gay events going on while I'm there. So I'll be able to celebrate Pride yet again, as if I have it in enough cities. This time around, I'm going to do it from the Outer Banks and in North Carolina. So, and of course, we're gearing up. October is Pride for us in Atlanta because of the heat. So,
okay.
I've got two more Pride, y'all. It's been a year of Pride. I've been celebrating Pride everywhere. So,
right.
We just don't keep on celebrating.
Oh, man. I don't think I even went to Pittsburgh's Pride Parade.
I went to that big gay picnic that wasn't so big and was very gay.
But, I did Columbus. Big gay small picnic. I did Atlanta. Small
picnic. Yeah, it was. It left a little bit to be desired, but you know what? They're trying to build up from the fall of
Delta Foundation. And, oh my God! Yeah, because Delta used to have a North Shore, and I guess, or I'm sorry, the North Park.
Did they?
Yeah, that's where they had it at.
Okay.
And it was pretty big, the years I went. But
I remember they used to shut down Liberty Avenue. When did they start doing that? Pride. Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah, the North Park picnic. I remember that.
Okay, yeah, the North Park picnic is Memorial Day.
Pride I remember that. Yeah. Those were fun, though. Those the ones up in North Park. Holy crap.
Yeah. So, anyways, Josh just literally up and disappeared from us sitting down here. There he is. Okay.
Sorry. I was like, something's falling over here.
Oh,
I was
no.
Pick it up. I redid my whole office this week. So,
oh, yeah, that's right.
Actually, the cat had messed around with something.
Damn cats.
She's being good. She's in her kitty bed now. So she must have jumped up on here while I was gone. So,
she's like, he's doing a podcast. I can sleep.
Yeah, that's what she's doing right now. So she's happy.
Right. But anyways, yeah, we're going to go ahead here and we're going to take a break. And we're then going to come back with the news.
All right. So
we'll be right back to Not the Straight Cast after this. Hey there, listener. Did you know about Audible? Audible lets you enjoy all your audio entertainment in one app. You'll always find the best of what you love or something new to discover. Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre, from bestsellers and new releases to celebrity memoirs, mysteries and thrillers, motivation, wellness, business, and more. You'll discover exclusive Audible originals from top celebrities, renowned experts, and exciting new voices in audio. Audible also includes thousands of podcasts, from popular favorites to exclusive new series. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month and keep from their entire catalog, including the latest bestsellers and new releases. Members also get full access to a growing selection of included audiobooks, Audible originals, and podcasts. You can download or stream their included titles all you want. The Audible app makes it easy to listen anywhere, anytime, while traveling, working out, walking, doing chores, you decide. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Go to audibletrial.com/NSC. That's audibletrial.com/NSC.
If ensuring speed and security for your sites is really a top priority for you, then search no further than Vox Onyx's shared website hosting plans. They use SSD-powered servers and provide numerous site acceleration tools that make your website's load noticeably faster. Additionally, they deploy ZFS data storage to shield your website contents from corruption. Also, they will manage the task of migrating all the websites you need to their system, absolutely free of cost. Get started now by going to VoxOnyx.com. That's VoxOnyx.com.
Attention gamers, ready to level up your game collection? Discover Gamefly. With Gamefly, rent the hottest new releases and classic favorites for your console or PC. No due dates, no late fees. Play as long as you want and swap when you're ready. Plus, enjoy free shipping both ways. It's the easiest way to game your way. Sign up today at nsc.lgbt/game and get your first month free. Gamefly, your ultimate game library delivered.
Not Straight Radio, 24/7 LGBTQ talk radio, where conversations spark connections, diversity takes center stage. Tune in for insightful dialogues on love, life, the news, and everything in between. Not Straight Radio is your destination for thought-provoking content that resonates with every shade of the rainbow. Not Straight Radio, 24/7 LGBTQ talk radio, because everybody's story deserves to be heard. Visit nsc.lgbt/radio to listen now.
And now it's time for the news. Yay. So Republican state representative in New Hampshire has been ordered to pay two drag queens that he defamed $100,000 each and publicly apologized for calling them pedophiles.
Wow. Yeah. Good.
Exactly. State Representative David Love, who is a Republican, of course, settled with the drag queens, Robert Champion and Michael McCannon, after a two-year court fight following Love's accusation that both men had inappropriate relationships with children. As part of the settlement, Love was forced to admit that his claims were completely false. The plaintiffs filed the suit after Love made the accusations in February 2022 while introducing a bill that would mandate library employees and volunteers obtain criminal background checks. Both Champion and McMahon had participated in Drag Queen Story Hours. Love accused Champion, who appears as Monique Toussoun, in a storytime event in Nashua in 2019 of being a convicted sex offender. The lawmaker also accused McMahon as Claire Devine of rubbing butts with children and just really going way too far at another event in Derry in 2021. Love repeated the false accusations over the objections of Champion and McMahon, local officials and community members who challenged him over the spurious claims. Last week, Champion McMahon secured the $200,000 settlement in a public retraction from Love, the Manchester Inc. link reported. Love shared his apology on social media. After being provided with inaccurate information, information I failed to verify, I publicly accused Robert Champion, a.k.a. Monique Toussoun, of being a registered sex offender, and Michael McMahon, a.k.a. Claire Devine, of rubbing butts with children, the state representative posted in his retraction. I've since learned that those assertions were completely false. I wish to publicly retract those statements and apologize to Robert and Michael. I've agreed to monetary judgment against me for $100,000 for Robert and Michael each. Following the settlement, Champion told the Washington Post, when you say things that are damaging or harmful about someone, they're not going to just sit there and let it happen. Who knows what will happen with the political climate with drag queens right now, Champion said. McMahon told NBC Boston, I don't want people to look at something online about me that's untrue and believe it, then not cast me for further story times or the children's activity stuff, because I really like to educate the younger generation on what drag is. I just want this to stand as a message for other people to not do this sort of thing, to not lie. Champion McMahon wins follow other successful defamation lawsuits addressing drag queens accused of sex crimes against children. In May, a jury awarded Idaho drag performer Eric Posey more than $1.1 million in damages after a right-wing influencer falsely accused him of flashing his genitalia at children. In January, a judge in the UK ordered the conservative commentator to pay Drag Race UK queen Colin Seymour, a.k.a. Crystal, $200,000 after falsely calling him a pedophile. Love's library bill in the New Hampshire House failed to leave committee and was unanimously deemed inexpedient to legislate, according to state records. Is it just one of those things there where it's kind of like, you know, they feel like they can just, like, do this with immunity until they get caught?
Yeah.
Or somebody's like decides they're going to take action against them.
Well, they aren't good at much, but projection, their game is on point with projection.
Right. Yeah. Because it's kind of like he doubled down on that too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because it's not like it's like he said it once. He doubled down on it and said it again and again.
A lot of that stuff going around now, because there's that the Olympian.
Oh, yeah, the one they accused of being transgender.
Yeah, J.K. Rowling and Elon Musk are being sued because of that.
Yeah.
You know, watch what you say, you know, like freedom of speech doesn't mean freedom from consequences.
Exactly. You got it exactly right there, because it's just absolutely awful what these people decide they can just think they can just say.
Yeah.
Without repercussions. And I'm sorry, it doesn't work that way. And I'm glad these people are fighting back.
Yeah.
And they're getting what they deserve.
Absolutely.
I'm just sick of them always going after these people that are helping children. I think it's horrible. I mean, they're sitting here like doing story time for children. And it's like, we need as many volunteers and people to come to our libraries and keep them alive, especially in the digital age.
Yes.
And for someone that works in publishing, it's like, why are you going to tell a volunteer who is not getting paid, who is donating their time to come and entertain children and read to them and keep them engaged and promote a love of literacy? And then you're going to turn around and bash them and put them through this kind of scrutiny. Like, it's just absolutely uncalled for.
Especially when they're, you know, every single day we're being bombarded with, you know, some new pastor or youth counselor or something that has, you know, assaulted another child, or at the very least, you know, was found with child pornography. Like, it's daily, hundreds and hundreds of religious people are, you know, they're being charged with, you know, sexual assault of children.
Right.
It seems like the people who are like most likely to complain about are also the most likely to be guilty.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Yes.
Of saying what the other side is doing there, you know.
Yeah, it's deflection. It's like one of the oldest tricks in the book.
They just need to leave them alone. We have a hard enough time getting people to come out. And the kids really enjoy that, you know. They enjoy it. Everybody's been entertained by Dark forever. So it's like, get over it.
And it seems like everything was fine until Trump got in office, right?
We were on an upswing.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden it was like, whatever, you know. Like, whenever he got in the office, there, it was kind of like, you know. Yeah. And then it's like, even like with like the streams for Non-Street Radio that I have on Twitch, YouTube, Avon TV, I swear it's like every other day I'm deleting hateful comments off of there, you know?
Yeah, I don't, you know what? A lot of them are bots. There are whole bot farms that exist. Like, half the time when you're arguing with someone online, it's probably a bot.
Yeah. It's a bot, yeah.
It's just god awful, you know? It's just kind of like, you know, it's like, cheer up, people, you know? We bring happiness here, not, you know, not sourness. And especially what was happy was the DNC convention, which is the topic of our next story.
Yes, which undoubtedly was a star-studded affair last week in Chicago. Over four nights, the convention hosted high-profile politicians like Pete Meyer. Pete
Buttigieg.
You always call him Mayor Pete, Joe. Yes, I like to call him Mayor Pete. Okay, Barack Obama, Michelle Obama, Hillary Clinton, alongside celebs like Pink, Oprah Winfrey, and listen to that, Oprah Winfrey. How do you butch Oprah's name? Oprah Winfrey, and even Twinkle Redhead.
You know that?
I don't know who that is.
I don't know who that is either. Yeah, apparently none of us
watched the DNC
convention.
I watched some of it.
Yeah, I mean, you watched the highlights.
I watched a lot of it, but I obviously missed that. But when Harris exited the stage on the final night amidst thundering applause and thousands of balloons, one guest appearance remained unrealized. Yes, we're talking about Queen Bee, Beyonce, and the girls are...
Well, you're mad, maybe.
It all started on Thursday morning after reports surfaced that a big surprise guest would make an appearance after a 30-minute opening was added to the lineup. Considering Harris's campaign quickly adopted the triumphant lemonade track Freedom as its theme song, rumors began to spread that it was none other than Queen Bee. Beyonce. Of course, it didn't help that the convention's house band was recorded rehearsing some of the singer's tunes, and White House political director Emmy Riaz, I'm butchering my words today, mysteriously tweeted a bee emoji, a seemingly reference to the beehive. Still, things took a turn around 8 p.m., mere hours before Harris took the stage, when TMZ exclusively reported that Beyonce was performing. I saw this myself. The internet was buzzing, the gays were turning in masses, and social media was popping until Beyonce's publicist, Yvette Null Schur, dispelled the rumor on Instagram. At home watching and anticipating the VP's historic speech, she wrote, "Focus on the win and register to vote. Do not repeat rumors. Focus." Eventually, TMZ returned to X with its tail between its legs, admitting, "We got this one wrong. Boo." As sources later said, the 30-minute gap was padding to ensure the convention finished on time. And hey, if it was all a ruse to get the LGBT community and Beyonce fans to tune into Harris's speech, you've got to admit that it worked.
Of course, like, I guess the first night ran really long, right?
Yeah, it did.
It did work because I remember my phone blowing up and I'm on social media and everybody was like, oh, Beyonce is going to be at the DNC all of a sudden, you know? And I'm like, oh, so like all these outlets were reporting it. And I was like, oh, wow. I said, oh, Lord. I said, Oprah's already been there. And now if Beyonce come out there, I said, oh, she's definitely going to win. I said, between Oprah and Beyonce.
And you get a Kamala. Boom. You get a Kamala.
Yay!
But it didn't happen. I was shocked. So, yeah, TMZ really messed that one up because then all the other outlets, you know, reported it, you know, and... You know,
I can understand because all the things leading up to this made it seem like she was going to perform. You know, the fact that the band was rehearsing songs, you know, the fact they added it, you know, I mean, I don't necessarily fault them for, you know, reporting that there because it seemed like a sure thing at that point.
It was probably a ploy.
A ploy for what exactly?
Well, more viewers.
Or they get more eyeballs on TMZ's website, right?
Yeah, or that too, yeah.
And, well, you know, hey, can't be perfect all the time, right?
Well, hey, it worked because people were like, oh, my God. You know, like everybody's like, Beyonce going to be on the DNC. Oh, my God. Did you hear, girl? Hey, did you hear? And I'm like, because she was, I'm thinking, like, if they were going to use somebody of her stature and publicity, like, wouldn't they have advertised? Because that would have drawn the crowd in instead of having a surprise performance. Beforehand. Like if they would have said, right, because if that was the whole goal was to use her celebrity, you know, to draw in viewers, then if they would have like advertised that, so like even 24 hours before, even a few hours before, and she dropped something on Insta or on X and said, hey, I'm going to be on there or whatever, you know, like people would have really... But yeah, it was last minute. And then I was like, okay, well, I didn't hear anything about it, which I know Oprah was a surprise though. So, you know, that was a surprise appearance. So then I think that's what got people to think, oh, okay, well, B's going to show up and we're going to have Beyonce, but it just didn't happen. I remember watching it and I was like thinking, okay, is Beyonce going to come out and sing now or something? You know?
Is it just like, me or just the whole entire like, DNC just seemed to be a lot happier than with the RNC?
It was a big party.
Yeah, that's what it felt like to me.
I noticed that too. I'm glad y'all said that because I watched both because I always like to be informed and I'm like, I'm not gonna, you
know.
I didn't
watch much of the RNC though.
I always like to be informed of both sides.
A distinct energy level difference.
The energy was much different in the room. It was very confrontational and like
they were telling them
and then the whole like let's wear tampons or whatever they were wearing, ears, I don't know, on their ears.
And then GD Vance brought his couch up on stage with them.
I was like, okay, I watched that and I was just like, okay, this didn't really make me happy or like give me any inspiration. And then I watched the other, of course, and I was like, okay,
definitely different.
It was more of a party. Like
there was like there was a clip recently of JD Vance going into a donut store.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, it's kind of like
I saw that.
Be on camera.
Yeah, they were very short.
Yeah,
with them.
She was like, I don't want to be on camera with you. Like whatever, you know.
But then Walls went into a place after his thing, and they were all excited to see him.
Oh
and
yeah,
it's like. The hope has swept the nation at this point, and this is the final battle cry of MAGA.
Because it's like all of a sudden, they like completely switched the script around.
Yeah, this is it.
This is the revolution. This is it. Everybody want to know what the revolution looks like. It looks like Kamala Harris and Tim Walz. That's what it looks like.
And, you know, it's kind of funny because there was this whole entire thing going on there where it's like, who's she going to pick? Who's she going to pick? And Tim kind of came out of nowhere, and it's kind of like, and I went and looked him up online, and it was like, the first thing was like 5 minutes of Tim Walz being, you know,
America's dad,
basically. Yeah. And I was like, wow, I really like this guy. And then he spoke, and I was like, I even liked him better, you know?
Yeah, I was following him for a little while before because of the decision that he made that, you know, all students get free lunches. And it doesn't matter what your income bracket is, every kid gets, you know, free school lunches. And so after he did that, I'm like, oh, I kind of like this guy.
Yeah.
He's nice.
But yeah, I think, you know, it's one of those cases there where I think, you know, it's going to be funny watching the debates. I'm definitely going to pop some popcorn for that.
Oh, Trump's already trying to back out again.
They said they finally, Trump, I saw a thing come up. We'll talk about it next round, but I haven't had time to look today. I've been too busy, but I saw like a notification pop up saying that Trump's camp has finally agreed to the terms and conditions.
Because one of their big things they had there was like, are the microphones going to remain on?
Something about the microphone.
Yeah, he didn't want to have the hot mic.
It had to do. Yes. So they finally have come. Trump's camp has finally, I guess, said he'll debate, but it has, you know, he's got to be a diva about it.
Well, are the
I haven't read the whole thing.
Off, you know?
So,
they're going to be
I don't know. I'd have to look
at
each
other are talking to keep him from running
embarrassing
his mouth.
Himself. Yeah.
I think they have to anymore since he wouldn't
shut up. That's the problem.
On that one.
Because if you remember during the last debate, they were doing the last election to the point where, like, Trump kept interrupting Biden, so Biden was like, shut the hell up.
Yeah, well, you shut up, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I have a t-shirt or somewhere that says that on it.
But anywho, I guess we're ready for our second and final break here. So we're going to go ahead and take that and return with more news as Not Straight Cast continues after this.
Looking for your next great find? At Second & Charles, discover a road of treasures. Books, vinyl records, video games, and more. Whether you're into the latest bestsellers or nostalgic classics, Second & Charles has got you covered. Visit nsc.lgbt/Charles to check out their online selection. That's nsc.lgbt/CHARLES.
Craving a sound check that celebrates you? Tune in to LGBTQ Radio, playing your favorite not straight music. From pop anthems to indie beats, LGBTQ Radio plays the hits that cater to our community. Stream your favorite artists and discover new tracks that'll keep you dancing all day and night. No talk, all tunes, LGBTQ Radio, where every beat is a celebration of you. Listen now at LGBTQRadio.com.
Cuplet is passionate about specialty coffee. Queer woman-owned and built for everyone, Cuplet was created to make great coffee more fun and approachable. They skip the pretentious tasting notes and gatekeeping and get right to the good part. Ridiculously delicious coffee you can prepare however the f*** you like. Shop online at nsc.lgbt/coffee. That's nsc.lgbt/COFFEE.
Celebrate Pride every day with Pride Check, where you can wear your pride loud and proud. Discover a vibrant collection of LGBTQ plus apparel, accessories, and home decor that let you show your true colors. From rainbow flags to inclusive tees, we've got everything you need to express yourself. Plus, a portion of every purchase supports LGBTQ plus charities. Shop with pride and make a difference. Visit nsc.lgbt/pride and find your new favorite way to shine.
Welcome back to Not Straight Cast. Next story is kind of sad. So you remember the gay penguins?
Yeah, I heard about this.
So Sven, of Magic and Sven, the gay penguins, gay pair of penguins known around the world for their love story, tragically passed away earlier this month. The mourn his beloved partner, Magic led the penguin community in a tribute song. Sven died just before his 12th birthday, the Sydney Life Aquarium said. Magic was taken to see Sven's body so the penguin could understand his partner wouldn't return. When he saw his partner's body, Magic began singing. He immediately started singing, which was beautifully reciprocated by the colony. So basically, he died, went and saw the body, and then all of a sudden started singing, and everybody around him started singing too. Yeah. In 2018, the whole entire world learned about Sven and Magic's love story when Sven gave Magic a stone the zookeeper said was equivalent to proposing the love language of penguins. The two penguins began to make a nest together out of pebbles and were given a real egg from a pair of penguins that had two eggs. They are constantly seen waddling around, going for swims together, and the penguin Expedition, the aquarium said in a statement when they gave the couple the egg. Sven and management became co-parents to two chicks, Laura in 2018 and Clancy in 2010. The pair captured hearts around the world and became famous throughout their long partnership, which lasted nearly 6 years, half a lifetime for a penguin. The couple's fame knew no bounds. Sven and Magic inspired a Mardi Gras float, had been included in an NSW education syllabus, featured in the Netflix series Atypical, and countless books and documentaries on same-sex animal couples that have featured them. The two shared a bond unlike most other penguin couples. They could even be found together outside the breeding season, which is unique for Gen 2 penguins. Sven and Magic are more than just a beautiful love story. Their impact around the world as a symbol of equality is immeasurable.
Oh.
It's kind of sad, huh?
It is.
Because that's like the one thing you always talk about, like when you're talking about like that homosexuality exists outside of humans.
The gay penguins.
The gay penguins, yeah. And unfortunately, one of those penguins has now died.
Oh.
So I'm wondering who's going to be the new, you know, like torchbearer, basically.
Well, I mean, like homosexuality is found in hundreds of species, but homophobia is only found in one.
Well, wouldn't it be the gay rats from Arthur? Remember they got married?
I forgot about that. Ah, Josh has a penguin.
You have a penguin, yeah. Aww.
I do. This is my kitty's toy, and she doesn't like any toys, but she loves this little penguin. Every once in a while, she goes with him. She takes her paw because he goes like this.
I can't hear it.
What? Oh, okay. She'll play with him for like a hot minute. Oh, okay. It just rattles.
Yeah, I can hear the rattles, but I was like,
isn't he cute? Sorry, I couldn't resist.
I was like, what is that? You know?
My penguin, damn it.
Oh, man. Oh, man. But anyways, right.
Leave me alone, Jojo.
So you have the next story here. It's about Sabrina Carpenter.
Sabrina Carpenter's newest album, Short and Sweet, is causing quite the buzz online, and a particular song off the record, Slim Pickens, is the topic of conversation amongst the gays. Why, you ask? It has something to do with a certain well-known hookup app. Did Miss Carpenter use the infamous Grindr notification sound in her new song? That's the question some of Sabrina's fans are asking on the internet, and they seem to be sure of it.
So here's the first clip. This is the Grindr. Okay, so you heard that, right? I'll play it again.
Okay.
Okay.
We all know that noise.
This is the song.
Since the Lord forgot my gay awakening.
I'll play it again.
Play it again.
Since the Lord forgot my gay awakening.
It is.
I don't think it is.
I don't think it is.
I don't know.
It's not completely obvious, and it takes a few listens to even try and notice. But we can kind of see where they're coming from. But whether it's
because
just
you guys
strumming,
are split on this. Yeah.
And we're all split. But whether it's just the strumming of the track's heavy banjo or an actual sampling of the Grindr notification sound so many gays are used to hearing on a daily basis, Slim Pickings is going to be iconic in its own right. And the potential use of the Grindr sound isn't the only thing stirring up the conversation, my friends. Carpenter also sings the lyrics. And since the Lord forgot my gay awakening, seeming to humorously lament why God made her attracted to men.
I don't know. So you heard the song. What do you think? You thought it was...
I thought it sounded like it was at least hinted at.
It's at least hinted at, but I just think it's a brush of the thing and it just sounds like it.
Yeah. It sounds like it.
Yeah.
Grindr makes enough money. Leave this poor woman alone and they're going to get enough publicity off of her anyway.
Yeah.
But I thought her lyric choice was interesting. Since I forgot my gay awakening. Since the Lord forgot my gay awakening. So I thought that was interesting. You know, I think you're obviously trying to, you know, get the song towards the LGBT community, you know, the gay community, especially, you know,
yeah.
She knows where the money's at. Right. So,
I mean,
it ain't cheap to be gay, honey. She wants the money.
Right. Exactly.
I think that anybody that like straight women are proof positive that sexuality is not a choice.
Yeah, sorry, that took me a minute. I'm like,
you kind of have a point there, actually. Now that I think about it, yeah, you kind of have a point.
They're all choosing the bear.
Yes, Becca, yes.
Oh, man, oh, man. But anyways, hey, guys, guess what time it is? It's time for the
moment of conclusion.
And Becca has that conclusion. Moment of conclusion for today.
I do. Oh, look at this conglomerate of very big words. Okay. A cromulent command of Simpson's phrases embiggens the smallest lexicon. Modern linguistic scholars believe that as many as 1,700 English words marked their first recorded use in the works of William Shakespeare. By that count, no single human being has contributed more to the pages of the English dictionary than the bard, but we should still give some special considerations to the bald. Homer Simpson, his family, and his neighbors have given a great deal to the vocabulary and vernacular of the common modern English speaker, whether they know it or not, even though the average reading level in Springfield probably isn't much higher than what's required to read the back of a box of Crustios. Back in 2018, Merriam-Webster included the word embiggen, meaning to enlarge, first spoken by Jedediah Springfield in the classic Simpsons Season 7 episode, Lisa the Iconoclast, in their batch of annual additions to the official English dictionary. Then, late last year, the good dictionarians legitimized the word cromulent, or acceptable, from the same scene of the same Simpsons episode. Over on Simpsons Twitter, fans recently discussed the surprising number of commonly used English phrases that are only now common because some writer on The Simpsons needed a new and hilarious way to describe French people, their feelings toward concession, and their love of dairy, cheese-eating surrender monkeys. Other phrases now popular in the lexicon that The Simpsons invented: land of contrasts, saying the quiet part loud.
I say that a lot, actually.
I didn't know that was that's from The Simpsons.
Yes,
saying the quiet part out loud.
I don't say that, but I've heard that a lot. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I've used it. A little from column A, a little from column B. Yoink. Release the hounds. What?
Oh, yes. Oh yes, Mr. Burns. Yeah, release the hounds.
Monorail. Get bent. Thank you. Come again. Oh, yeah. The Indian guy.
Yeah. Thank you. Come again.
What a time to be alive. I, for one, welcome our new insect overlords.
Ken Brockman. I tell you what, that's always funny as hell. You see him on TV.
Won't somebody please think of the children? Am I out of touch? No, it's the children who are wrong. I'd be stupid not to do this. Old man yells at cloud.
But yeah, the quiet part out loud part, that was probably my most surprising.
Yeah, I say that a lot, actually.
Oh, yeah. But who knew it came from The Simpsons?
Yeah, I don't even really watch that show.
I don't think a lot of us watch it anymore nowadays. Yeah. But I mean, when an episode's on, you'll watch it.
Yeah, if it's on, I'll watch it. Yeah, for sure. But time will tell if Matt Groening and The Simpsons have more words to add to the official lexicon of the English language. But culturally, The Simpsons originated phrases that are now uttered on a daily basis by a great many people, not all of whom are necessarily Simpsons fans. Cement the series as the single most linguistically consequential comedy show of our era and possibly in all of history. What a time to be alive.
Right? So anyways, guys, yeah, this has been great. I tell you what, here, to have you here, have Josh here.
Yay.
Yes. And,
to celebrate our 50th episode of this podcast.
Woo.
So, I know. Yeah. So Becca, you are welcome back anytime. So especially during this political season, I imagine you probably have a lot to say about this, right?
Oh yeah. I have a whole arsenal lined up here.
Because you were one of the first people I remember talking to about Project
2025.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, honey, no. I got the postcard in the mail today. He reversed that on July 5th. According to the postcard I got.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. Yeah. he is mentioned in that document no less than 300 times, but no, he doesn't know the Heritage Foundation. Okay.
Yeah, half of it is his own policy.
Yeah, you know? They are his policy.
I can't resist because that was the newest one I got today. I've gotten like one every other day because I'm in Atlanta and we're Georgia. Yeah,
I've been getting stuff in the mail too from the like local Republicans. I'm like, what the hell is this shit?
That's why I have this shredder here.
Yeah, you
know? It's like it immediately goes upstairs and goes into the shredder. You know,
but that was the newest. Like, ew, I don't do that. Like, okay, whatever, dude.
He's trying to backpedal because he knows that the shit hit the fan because nobody was talking about Project 2025. In fact, my own family members treated me like I needed to be committed or needed to have like a freaking tinfoil cap on my head for talking about Project 2025. And the next thing you know, oh, look, my sister's posting about it and they're scared. Like, come on, man. You know, and it took somebody at the BET Awards to mention it before the mainstream media were like, I guess we have to talk about this now.
Because, you mentioned it back in the day. I was kind of like, okay, you know, I didn't think too much of it there.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden it became mainstream. It's kind of like, oh, God.
Yep. I am not a conspiracy theorist. I pay attention.
I didn't realize how bad.
It's bad. It's bad. And the more you read through it, the worse it gets.
And here's the worst part is that apparently there's a book coming out with all this, and J.D. Vance wrote the foreword of that book.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah. This apparently was not vetted very well, apparently, by Trump, you know.
Oh, you know what? Trump made his decision, so he has to carry this relationship into term.
Yes. Yes, he does, darling. Yes, he does.
That's a good point.
All things considered, Roe v. Wade. Hello.
So anyways, thank you guys so much for being here. Email us at feedback@notstraightcast.com or record a voice message at nsc.lgbt/VM. And for access to all of our websites, visit notstraightworld.com. And until next time,
have a not straight one.